Hi, I'm Laura, and I am ADHD AF. In the interim between seasons 2 and 3, I've created these micro interviews to use the platform to share useful information to the ADHD community. I'm just a late diagnosed ADHDer sharing my lived experiences. There will likely be swearing and sensitive subject matter, so please have a read of the description of each episode before ingesting these juicy morsels of information, or in other words, tidbits. Nearly didn't record this tidbit. I just started because and forgot to press record. So thank God that Megan is here, who I was already saying without it being recording that I was stoked to have here, because she is the host of the incredible Sisters in Stoke podcast. Megan, thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
And we're here like, well, I'm a complete mess. We've been talking about how messy things have been lately. And I was like, well, shall we do it another time? And the whole point is that we are being authentic and unmasked and honest. So we're like, no, we're going to do it and see what the fuck comes out. So let's see.
Let's see what happens, because I think that both you and I are people who walk the walk of being a mess quite publicly at times. And I'm conscious of how much of other people's messes I share. Yeah. I'm quite protective of my family and stories that would identify anyone, but both you and I are quite vulnerable, I think, with sharing our experience. And we've both seen the incredible power of that in terms of hearing from literally between us, millions of people. I mean, I've heard from 3 and you've heard from the rest of them about how many people, you know, how many people are affected when they see people showing up as, you know, kind of who they are. And I just think it's a beautiful thing. And I just wanted to say thank you so much for having me, because you are one of those people, Laura, that has not been a part of my life for 44 years and very recently have become part of my life in this quite distant way. But like, now that you are a part of my life, I'm just like, oh, I just want to hang out with Laura.
Honestly, I would have you on every week. We'll do a spin-off. We'll do our own podcast. I love it.
Oh my God, let's do it. My husband's listening to this. He'll be like, no more projects.
Right. We are going to be very lucky if we get anywhere near 10 minutes with this. So let's, as you say, what is it you say? Fuck about and see what happens.
Yeah, let's fuck around and find out. That's the tagline of my podcast. It's the tagline of my life, for better or for worse. Fafo.
I'm going to press start. I'm recording, thankfully. 10 minutes, go.
Okay, 10 minutes, go. So I work as an ADHD coach. And one of the things that I like to say to my clients is that the reason I am such an excellent coach is because I am such a shit show of a human being. Because I do not have my shit together. I am not an expert. I use my tools and strategies. They help me manage things, but they're not, you know, like, I'm not fucking fixed. I'm not cured. I still have ADHD, which is a chronic condition that you can only manage. You can't cure it. The thing that I would say every one of my clients comes to me with at some point is this process of unmasking themselves. Some people get their diagnosis, or they suspect that, you know, it comes onto their radar that perhaps they're neurodivergent. So self-diagnosis is valid. Whether or not you're officially diagnosed, I don't give a shit. Not everybody can afford that. Not everyone can wait 8 years. So some people take the mask off right away, this almost overnight kind of thing. And then for a lot of people, it's like they kind of pick the mask off bit by bit. And some people take the mask on and then they realize they still have to put it on when they go out in certain environments and around certain people and all these kinds of things. And I work with a lot of women who have a lot of friends and are incredibly, incredibly lonely, really lonely, because they're in their 40s and 50s and 60s predominantly and have never really been themselves fully, because most of the women that age didn't grow up in an environment where it was safe to do so, or they didn't know themselves or trust themselves or value themselves enough to kind of put those things out there. You know, I've got a teenage son who's talks, you know, doesn't want to be the weird one. And I'm like, those are the best people. But at that age, that's not, you know, you don't want to stand out kind of thing. And so when I have clients who are coming to me and they're in this process of unmasking and they're in this process of really getting to know themselves, one of the places that I start with is, first of all, really drawing your attention to when you hear the phrase, I am too fill in the blank, or I am not enough fill in the blank. So too much or not enough. Now, obviously, you and I can relate to this dialogue around being too much. Captain, team too much. That's what I like to say. You're on the team with me. You know, here we are. But we've heard that our whole life, and it's really damaging. So these are the two questions I want everybody listening right now. If they take a second pause and think about something that they know they think to themselves sometimes, oh, I'm too this or I'm too that. The first question is, according to who? So pause and see if you can put a name, a face, a voice to that expression. Often for some of us, there's like a particular teacher or family member or a friend or a magazine, like it could, you know, cultural society, it could be anything. But often there is someone that we will remember, in which case we can kind of go like my grandmother's been dead a long time. She wasn't a nice person. Why am I walking around worrying about what Phyllis thinks about my body weight? You know? So first of all, according to who? But the second question I want everyone asking is, who continues to profit if I continue to believe this about myself? Because somebody benefits when we believe terrible things about ourselves. Now, it may be us in that it keeps us safe. It keeps us protected. It keeps us feeling like we don't need to share parts of ourselves. But for women in particular, what I was sharing with you when we started was that I knew I was having a bad, my mental health was not robust last week. I heard someone describe it that way. I was like, God, that's a great description. It wasn't robust. And I knew that because I was really down on my appearance. Oh, my forehead's too big and these wrinkles are terrible and I'm so fat and I'm so ugly and I shouldn't be making videos and sharing them online and I'm so gross and like awful, awful dialogue that I haven't heard for so long. And so one for me is like, my nose is too big. I was thinking this last week, according to who? And who benefits? Who benefits if I believe that? The beauty industry.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to go out and spend money on makeup or surgeries or procedures. And as I said to you before, your body, your choice, I will die on that hill. So this isn't a judgment call. But those are those perspective checks that we need to have about the people that are around us and the messages that we are allowing in. And what I guess that hygiene of what we're allowing in. But those questions around who benefits financially, emotionally, if you believe that you're a horrible person who should always be apologizing, is there a relationship in your life where somebody's benefiting from you still believing that?
Oh, 100%. Oh my goodness. I have to say two things, which will probably take us off track, but here we are. First of all, I've had a horrible week of that last week. And it was like full moon, eclipse, Mercury retrograde. Oh, don't know.
No lube at all.
I don't know if you're woo-woo like me, but honestly, I'm having to lean quite hard on the woo lately for some hope to like, oh, yes, things are going to get better. But it's so interesting because the body image thing is something that plagues my life, has plagued my life, all of my life. And I think one of the things that bothers me about it the most is as it's creeping in, or perhaps it's always there and it's just got louder, it's like seeped back in again. I don't stand for this. This is bollocks.
Yes.
It's unacceptable. And I'm actually annoyed with myself for even thinking this. Like, it's boring. It's bullshit. You can look around you and be like, do you care what anybody else looks like? And how is that? What? There's a brilliant quote by, here she goes. There's a brilliant quote by Carrie Fisher. And she said, youth and beauty are not accomplishments. They are the happy byproduct of genetics and time or something. It's just like, that's not an accomplishment. That's nothing to be ashamed of. There's nothing. And there's no, and there is no standard. It's fucking bullshit. And nobody actually cares anyway. But it's interesting, isn't it? Because it's exactly like you say, these things that we have built up over our lifetimes, even when you can see that they're bullshit, they can't just, you can't just shake them off straight away. And we are going to fall back into old habits or things are going to trigger us. And so we've really got to start asking those questions, taking a moment to pause rather than like letting it all wash over us and consume us, you know?
Yeah. And learning just to ask those questions to bring a little bit of awareness to it. And the question about like my nose being too big, is the person in the room with me going to asphyxiate? Am I going to take more than my fair share of oxygen? Like, that's not a fucking thing. Like, your nose, I'm going to say this and someone's going to comment and be like, actually, there's a medical condition where your nose can be too big.
Out of the room, please, Megan.
But no one's going to suffocate because my nose is like hoovering up the air. It's not a thing. But I've spent my whole life, like so much of my life being like, oh, my nose. Like, waste a fucking time. And the whole point of this conversation, I know we're off track, but the whole point of the beginning of this conversation about this, the risk that you take when you unmask yourself, is that when you reach that point of being like, what a waste of my fucking life, I refuse to participate in this any longer.
Mm-hmm.
you will attract other people who are like, fuck yeah, I also refuse to participate. I am here to opt out with you and create a new and better way of being in community, particularly with women. And because female friendships are very tricky for some women, especially for those of us who are neurodivergent. And this conversation, for me, this was where I had to really start unpacking my own internalized misogyny and be like, oh, I'm part of the patriarchy too. Fuck. Like, I didn't think I was. And there I was going, oh, I'm judging. If I'm judging myself on these beauty standards, I'm judging other women on those standards. And that's not who I am. But here I am doing it, you know? But that moment of going like, and I know it's scary to unmask yourself, find somebody to walk you through that, whether it's a friend or a coach or a therapist, somebody who can kind of go through that process with you. Because when you do start to take that mask off and really commit to like who you want to be and how you want to show up fully as yourself, it's fucking magic.
Truly, truly is. Do you know what? You fucking did it. 3, 2, 1. That was 10 minutes.
Oh my God. You actually did it. That's the stand-up comic in me. Like, I'm actually, I have the worst time blindness, but I can tell you a 5-minute and a 10-minute thing because I used to have to write sets.
And that's amazing.
I must still have like an internal body clock.
Literally, you were talking. I was like, she's brought it back around. She's wrapping it up. And I'm watching the timer tick down. Like, what the fuck? She times the butt.
Amazing. Go me.
Megan, did you get everything in that you wanted to say?
I did.
Amazing. Yeah, I did.
Thank I mean, no, so never, much. Never. But, you know, it's a start. So.
I hope you enjoyed that tidbit. If so, please comment in the Q&A on Spotify or leave a review wherever you're listening, and I might just keep creating them alongside season 3, which is coming right up with some full-length interviews with absolutely legendary ADHD AF guests. If, like me, late diagnosed ADHD left you feeling like an alien, you are not alone. Come and connect with the community at ADHD AF Alien Nation Live Tour to raise ADHD awareness and connect local ADHDers. Tickets are available via the link in the blurb of this episode and on ADHDersFemales.com/events. These very special live shows explore going from the feelings of alienation to discovering an alien nation. There's a whole planet of us. I hope to see you in real life there and or chat to you on Discord or over Zoom on the online peer support community, Planet ADHD AF.